been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Go Bombers! Call ABC Printing and Image and Things, 425-2610. That's 425-2610.
After three quarters of play here at the Cyclone Classic, day two, first game, Mountain Home leads Silver Hills 35-32. Mountain Home being led by David Waymire with 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 block shots. In fact, Waymire, the only player scoring in that third quarter for Mountain Home. They carried him a little bit, played the entire way. In fact, I don't remember Waymire coming out at all in this game. He's just got two fouls, as does Callan Benton and Luke Dibble. Hunter Bashirs has four, and he's still on the bench. We start the final quarter play with Silver Hills with the basketball. And Bombers leading by three, and Rainey looking to tie it up, and it's a three-pointer from the corner. Jordan Rainey has three threes all in the second half here. And we're all tied at 35. And kissing it off the glass back the other direction is Colton Peters, taking it all the way. 6 points for Colton. The last time Silver Hills tied it up, Mountain Home immediately went on an 8-0 run. Let's hope that happens here. Mountain Home, pleasant defense, and Silver Hills threw it away. Bounce pass into the corner to Casper, and he didn't catch it. 7:20 left to play in the ballgame. Mountain Home leading it 37-35. He's slow and very direct. As Benton gives it on the right side of Peters, will go inside to Waymire. Throws in the corner. Three-pointer by Luke Cruz. Won't go. Rebound. Let's see. Last touch by Colton Peters. It'll belong to Silver Hills. Good hustle by the Bombers, and Coach Josh Fulcher is saying that to him. He was, during that timeout, was talking to them about being aggressive, not just on the glass, but aggressive on defense. He didn't like the fact that they were allowing some things to go and giving Silver Hills some open shots. Reverse the ball around. They switch to a zone, skip pass over the zone. Rainey saves it from going out of bounds. Mountain Home extending it out on the basketball, throwing it in the corner. Here's a three-point try by Folks, and it's no good. And on the rebound, we have a foul, and it'll be on Silver Hills. That'll be on number 24, Luke Dibble, his third. Demetrius Torrance, who's one of their lead scorers and only has 3 points tonight. He's one of the lead scorers on the season. You hope he doesn't get hot. He's going to check in the game, the 6'1 junior. Inbounds to Butler. Butler missed the layup, and there's Waymire with the defensive rebound. Going to take a couple dribbles himself just to get out of pressure. Gives it off to Luke Cruz. Cruz is going to be whistled for an offensive foul. They're calling for the push-off. Luke Cruz, his third personal foul, and that's team foul six, I believe, on the Bombers. Both teams with six fouls. So from here on, it's going to be free throws, unless it's a player control foul or something like that. No free throws there if it was in the one. On the right side is Campbell. His skip pass is going to be tipped by Bitten and intercepted by Luke Cruz. The Bombers lead by two. 37-35 with 6:03 left to go in the game. Callan Bitten leaves it for Peters. Peters down left side of the lane. Ball hits off the foot of a Silver Hills player, and they have it on the move. Torrance chases it down in the corner after a bad pass. Leaves it to Campbell. They'll swing it around right side. Jordan Rainey, double team. Bombers will not let him get a good look at the basket. Go to the high post. Turnaround jumper is good by Zion Butler, who has 11 and a timeout now called by Coach Kevin Davis of Silver Hills. We'll take a 60-second break with 5:41 left to go. We're all tied at 37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
5:41 left to go in the game, and we're all tied at 37. Mountain Home of Silver Hills with Cyclone Classic Day 2, first game of the day. Winner will play the winner of the Lakeside-Arkadelphia game. That game will be at 5:30. We understand the Lady Bombers will be tipping off in the Fayetteville Little Classic at 5:30 against North Little Rock. That game will be heard right here on Classic Hits 101.7 at the conclusion of this game. Bombers with the basketball tied, and Silver Hills going to trap in the front court. They're going to take the ball away from Ben. Silver Hills has it with a chance to take the lead for the first time since the first quarter, and a three-pointer's missed by Torrance. He fell down and drew the foul. It'll be on number 23, Luke Cruz, his fourth. So now we talked at halftime and even near the third quarter about how the Bombers weren't in foul trouble, but now they have two players with four fouls. Hunter Bashirs, who's still on the bench, has not played in the fourth quarter. And Luke Cruz, who has four now. The first free throw is good by Demetrius Torrance, and this is the first time Sylvan Hills has led since it was 3-2. Second free throw is good. It's a three free throws because he was shooting a three. And the third free throw is good. It's 40-37. And Coach Fulcher wants to take a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. The Bombers trail 40-37 with 5:23 left. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sylvan Hills leading at 40-37 after hitting three free throws by Demetrius Torrance, who is fouled shooting a three-pointer.
Go ahead and get down there, 26.
It's the first lead Sylvan Hills has had since it was 3-2 back in the first quarter. Coach Fulcher using a timeout. He still has three left. 5:23 left to go in the game. The Bombers can inbound the basketball in the backcourt for the third possession that we've seen, not in a row. Sylvan Hills pressuring the backcourt. They're going to trap in the front court against Peters. Peters gets off to Cruz, back to Peters on the left wing. Now they'll set up their offense. Coming off the screen is Talon Benton. A little too far to look to shoot it. He'll go on the right wing to Cruz. He still has a dribble. He'll use it now. Pick it up, cross-court pass to Benton. He saved it from getting stolen. He'll drive.
Ducks it down low to David Waymire,
who hit the layup. Waymire now with 20 points. And Mountain Home within one. 4:45 left. Here's a three-pointer by Rainey. It's an air ball. Mountain Home doesn't get the rebound. In fact, it's caught by Caleb Campbell, who tried to reverse layup, and he's fouled. He missed the layup. That'll be on Luke Cruz. And that's five on him. Cruz with three fouls here in the fourth quarter. That's fouled out of the basketball game with 1 point. I mean, not a bad foul. You don't want to give up the layup. You just hate it as number five on Cruz.
We know who we're going.
And we'll see who Coach Fulcher wants to send in. He'll send in Baylor Cresilius. Cresilius, a 6'2 junior. 4:42 left. The Bears with a one-point lead over the Bombers to the line. It's Campbell to shoot two. First free throw is good. He's 4-5 from the line this afternoon. Has 8 points for the Bears. Second free throw. This one short. Waymire gets the rebound. His 12th rebound of the game. 4:38 left to play. Bombers trailing by two. Callen Benton in the front court splits a double team with a pass ahead Missed the shot inside the lane. That did Colton Peters. Lost out of bounds. Last touch by who? Mountain Home. It'll belong to Sylvan Hills. Going to call a foul on Mountain Home. And that'll be on number 15, Colton Peters. We'll walk it to the other end. Zion Butler will shoot, and it's two free throws because that's a double bonus. First free throw, no good. 4:28 left. The Bombers trailing by two. Second free throw, missed them both. Rebound is being kicked around, picked up by Colton Peters. Peters in the front court. And guarded closely by Butler. Here comes the double team. A bounce pass to Talon Benton. He's double teamed. And he's looking for help. He does get it away. Peters back to Benton. Throw it on the right wing to Dibble. Looking inside. They're packing it in against Waymire. And now a timeout going to be called by Coach Fulcher. Bombers trailing by two. We'll take a break. With 4:06 left to play in the game, we'll take a 30-second break. Bombers trail 41-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
4:06 left to go in the game. The Bombers seemingly controlled most of this game until this fourth quarter. They got tied at 37. Three free throws by Demetrius Torrance after he was fouled shooting a three-pointer for the Bears. Gave Sylvan Hills a 40-37 lead. Right now they lead at 41-39. Inbounds pass comes in the corner to Colton Peters, and a jump ball is going to be called. They got trapped and tied up, and all of a sudden possession goes over to Sylvan Hills. Couldn't get the timeout called in time. The Bombers have two timeouts left, but couldn't get it called in time before he was tied up. Demetrius Torrance will bring it in the front court for Sylvan Hills. Curry setting a screen for him. In the corner is Zion Butler. They're looking for Rainey. He's being smothered by Cristilius. Here's a three-point try. No good. Curry with the rebound puts it up. No good. Comes right back to him. Turn around instead of shooting. He fires it back out. Well, right place, right time. Torrance, his drive to the basket. Missed the layup and a foul called on David Waymire. That'll be number three on Waymire. 30-35 left to go in the game. The Bombers trailing by two, 41-39. Torrance, who's 3 of 5 from the free throw line, will shoot two here. First free throw is good. He's at the last four in a row. Everything's a two-shot foul anyway for Sylvan Hills, but that was a shooting foul. Second free throw, this one rims out. Getting the rebound is Luke Dibble. Three-point lead for Sylvan Hills. Dibble with the dribble. Pass ahead to Cresilius, still in the backcourt. Left-hand pass in the front court to Benton. And he threw it back to Peters, who had to save it from going out in the backcourt. Gets it off to Dibble and on the right wing. And Sylvan Hills smothering Mountain Home, and here's a steal by the Bears. It's like they have seven players out there. They're trapping from every position. 3:03 left to play in the game, and the Bears lead it by three, 42-39. Butler has it picked up by Cresilius on the right wing to Campbell. Campbell, baseline jumper, no good. Getting the rebound. It's one of the best things you can do is get a defensive rebound to get rid of the press. And we don't have to worry about him setting up after a night basket. The Bears not trapping in the front court yet. Benton is going to be trapped. Cross-court pass, though, to Dibble. Launches a three. It's good. Luke Dibble, 4 threes in the game, and he has tied the game at 42. Back the other direction. Shot blocked by Waymire, and a foul is going to be called. Torrance was the one shot, and we'll see who it's called on. It's number 24, Luke Dibble. That's his fourth. Dibble has just, in the previous possession, knocked down a three to tie the game. He has 12 points. That's a season high for Luke Dibble. His previous a season high. It was earlier this year. They scored 10 points against Greene County Tech. Dean Torrance hits the first free throw. And the Bears take the lead once again, 43-42, with 2:25 left to go in the game. Second free throw is good. This one rolls in. And Torrance has hit six free throws here in the fourth quarter alone, 6 of 7 just in the fourth quarter. Two-point lead for Sylvan Hills. Now we have a whistle and a foul as Callum Benton drove down the left side lane. As he was in midair, he threw it back to Dibble. I don't know if they're going to give a shooting foul. He's going to go to the line anyway because it's a 1-1. And it was on number 3, Caleb Campbell. Free throw is no good. Rebound, though, David Waymeyer. The ball was knocked from his hands and taken away by Sylvan Hills. In the front court, Torrance. The Bears leading by 2 over Mountain Home. Zion Butler has it around the half-court stride, being chased by Cresilius. Cresilius playing defense, almost forcing over and back by Butler. A pass is deflected and stolen away by Callen Benton. Across the timeline, here comes the double team. He fires it on left wing to Dibble, finding Cresilius. He'll drive, throw it in the corner now to Peters. Back to Cresilius, three-pointer from the corner, in and out, no good. There's Waymeyer with the rebound, putting it up and in. He's got 22. And a timeout called by Mountain Home. A 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. With 1 minute 40 seconds left to play in the game, we're all tied at 44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
The Bombers and the Bears of Sylvan Hills tied at 44 with a minute and 40 seconds left to play in this basketball game. Waymeyer getting an offensive rebound, putting it up and in, tie the game at 44. Waymeyer, great game, 22 points, 13 rebounds, 4 block shots. That's a season high for him. He had 21 against Siloam Springs. And he's got 22 this afternoon. Sylvan Hills with the basketball. They get the ball inbound. Zion Butler gives it off to Curry. They're just running sort of a three-man weave about 25 to 30 feet away from the basket. Bombers playing a little bit of defense, and now they run their offense. A drive inside, kick out in the corner. Curry with a three-pointer, no good. There's Sybil with a rebound. A minute 13 left. Gets it off to Talon Benton. Benton sees a double team in the backcourt. Passes it ahead to Dibble in the front court. Gets it to Cresilius. Back to Talon Benton. And Benton will slow it up. A minute exactly left to get the game. We're all tied at 44. Cross-court pass on the left wing. Dibble back to Benton. 50 seconds now. Waymeyer posting up on the block. And now a foul's going to be called on number 4, Demetrius Torrance. That'll be his first. And it'll put who to the line? It'll be Colton Peters to the free throw line. He's 2 of 2 from the free throw line this afternoon. He's got 6 points. 48.4 seconds left to play in this ball game, and this will be a 1-1. The official taking a time to talk to Zion Butler. And then the Bears make a switch down low. And now Colton Peters with his free throw. It is good. Aaron Sabonis, he's got 7 points. And he gives the Bombers a 1-point lead, 45-44. 48.4 seconds left in this game. Second free throw by Peters is good. This afternoon, he's got 8 points. Here comes Sylvan Hills. The Bombers lead at 46-44. Torrance with it on the left wing. Bombers have switched to a man-to-man defense. A timeout's going to be called by Coach Kevin Davis of Sylvan Hills. We'll take a 60-second break. 40 seconds left to go in the game. It's Mountain Home 46, Sylvan Hills 44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Seconds left to play in the basketball game. The Bombers leading Sylvan Hills 46-44. The Bears of Sylvan Hills calling that timeout. We could see a little bit of what they were doing. They're talking about trying to get an open three, so that would probably take the lead if they knock it down. They're not looking to tie this game. We'll see what they go with. Torrance has it, gives it off on the left side to Alex Curry. Bombers in a man-to-man defense. Zion Butler has it, 31 seconds now. Gets on the right wing of Torrance. He's going to launch a three. This is off the front of the iron. Waymire gets the rebound, but a whistle and a foul on the hoop. And it's going to be on number 10, Baylor Cresilius. That'll be his first, and a two-shot foul coming. They're in the double bonus for Zion Butler. Zion is 2 of 5 from the free throw line this afternoon, has 11 points. Free throw on the way is good. And he missed his last two, knocked that one down for 12 points. And this one, if he makes it, will tie the game. 26.2 seconds left. Second free throw by Butler is good. 13 points for Butler, and we're all tied at 46. Inbounds pass comes to Benton. They're trying to get a double team as he gets near the side. He passed ahead to Peters there in the front court. 18 seconds left. Peters dribbling down the left side lane, taking all the way. Layup good. But Peters has 10 points, and he's giving the Bombers a 2-point lead. 9 seconds, 8 seconds left. In the front court, Torrance. Go watching. Long three. It's good. And a timeout call. There's 2.8 seconds left, and Coach Fulcher, and rightfully so, is wanting an extra second. The official, I believe he heard it, I think, it should be 3.8 to 3.7. Right now it's 2.8. A three-pointer from Demetrius Torrance from way outside, folks. Now that was beyond 25 feet. That was Steph Curry range. And Torrance, his second three of the game, only his second made field goal of the game. And he's given the Bears a one-point lead, 49-48. And it's even better than what we thought as far as time. I was thinking 3.8, 3.7. They've put 4.2 left on the clock. So Mountain Home has a little bit extra time to work. However, they will have to go the length of the floor. Torrance just dribbled across the timeline and shot it from way downtown. And he's got two made field goals in the ball game. He has 12 points total. He's hit six free throws. And I mean, what do? He shot that from way out, knocked it down, and he's given the Bears a one-point lead. Now, any foul on Sylvan Hills will be a 1-1, but the officials talking right now, they are satisfied with 4.2 seconds left. Mount Home has no timeouts left. There's two left for Sylvan Hills. You wonder if Coach Kevin Davis will call a timeout when he sees how they line up. It doesn't look like it. He's talking to Torrance right now. Trigger man will be Luke Dibble, 4.2 seconds. They're telling Dibble he could run the baseline because it's after a missed shot. Dibble looking. Still has it. He's going to inbound it to Benton. Benton across the timeline with 2.6. Dribbles, fires into the corner. There's a three-pointer by Peters, and banks it in. Oh, they say it did not get the shot off in time. He banked in a three. They said he did not get the shot off in time. Mountain Home has lost a heartbreaker here at the Cyclone Classic by a score of 49-48. We'll take a break and be back with your post-game show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm an Arvest Flex Rewards credit card from Arvest Bank. Sure, I may be paper thin, but look what you'll find inside. free enrollment in the Flex Rewards program, where you can earn points for cash back, gift cards, or airfare, plus a low introductory rate. But you won't find an annual fee, which makes room for the up to $100 bonus you can get with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Do you have a sports enthusiast on your Christmas list? Who doesn't? Well, the Locker Room in Mountain Home will help you make this year a hit with items from Nike, Under Armour, and more. If you need school logos, they carry them all. How about a monogram gift? It's a perfect way to give something that's one of a kind. If you're not sure about what to get, then choose a gift card and let them choose. Knock it out of the park this year with the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home, next to Pizza Hut.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers